This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The House recently passed legislation to delist the gray wolves from endangered species protection. H.R. 6784 now goes to the Senate, where passage is less than certain. But bill co-sponsor Representative Dan Newhouse says the wolves have reached the point where delisting makes sense. But both branches of Congress must agree.
These efforts to protect our wildlife species must be based on sound science and an open, transparent process. Unfortunately, that is far from the case when it comes to the process dictating endangered species policies, particularly in this case of the gray wolf.
Newhouse says the wolf delisting question has been put before the federal government for years.
I have received letters from the director of the Washington State Department of Fish and Wildlife, one in 2015 and one earlier this year, and would ask unanimous consent, Mr. Speaker, for them to be entered into the record.
Newhouse says state fish and wildlife is well suited to manage a wolf population that's grown from the first wolves in 2008 to 22 known packs today.
State governments are fully qualified to responsibly manage gray wolf populations and are better able to meet the needs of local communities, ranchers, livestock, wildlife populations, and ecosystems. I encourage my colleagues to support the rule and the underlying legislation.
Contact your senator and let them know where you stand on the delisting of gray wolves bill.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.